Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim, here with Justin.
How's it going, guys?
All right, everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and say it right off the bat. This is probably going to be some trigger warnings for some of these folks listening to this podcast, man. Today, we are talking about the Marvel versus DC Universe cinematic. And, man, I got to tell you, I feel like we're going to make some enemies off this episode.
Oh, definitely, dude. People have strong opinions one way or the other on that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really just what's in their heart when it comes when it comes to this stuff, you know, because some of these characters people have known, such as myself, have known some of these characters for my entire life.
Oh, same here, man.
I mean, you know, because I'm a huge comic book nerd. And some of these characters are literally I identify with, like as a human being, Spider-Man, you know. A guy who's trying to do the right thing, but keeps messing up or not sure if he really wants to do it. You know, do they need him? Do they not need him? You know, so there's a lot of like internal turmoil, which I think most people have.
Yeah.
So a lot of these characters are relatable.
I mean, that's even with Batman.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't lose my parents. Yeah.
No, but the the internal struggle of like, do people truly need me or do they want me or do they need me?
Right.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had a t-shirt idea for Batman.
Really?
It said, I'm here to chew bubble gum and hug my parents. Oh, no, I'm here to kick ass and hug my parents, and I'm all out of parents. I was thinking of They Live. They Live popped in my head for a quick second.
Yeah.
Old Roddy Piper, RIP. I miss that guy. All right, so getting started here, I guess we should probably just start at the beginning of the MCU.
What was that? 1999, right? 2000?
It was a while ago now, man. Yeah, I really don't remember. Sounds about right.
It's been a long time because it came out. I think they started it with the original X-Men.
No.
Right? Isn't that what it was?
No, because X-Men are owned by Fox.
Oh yeah, true.
The first one would have been
everybody
Iron Man with Tony Stark and Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. That would have been the first one. So,
which I gotta say, dude, is there any better actor they could have chose for Iron Man than Robert Downey Jr.?
Absolutely not.
Marvel killing it.
Yeah,
for 20 years now.
Their actors are fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean,
they can't.
Some of them.
True, but most of the big ones,
right?
Big name guys,
right?
Yeah,
they're all right.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that have been in every single Avenger movie.
The best part about Robert Downey playing Iron Man is they don't talk about it in the movie, right? But he in the comics, he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, which Robert Downey Jr. was before.
He was a lot more than that, but alcohol was one of his problems.
Yeah.
You know? So,
he went from being kind of a nobody in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because of all of his drug problems and drinking problems.
Yeah, he was big when he was young.
Yeah. And then, you know, disgraced actor, the whole nine.
Yep.
Comes out as Iron Man.
Yeah.
Loved ever since.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And definitely, they could not have chosen a better person.
I mean, the movie I thought was still good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, that was one of our first introduction to it. I think at the time, a lot of us didn't know what they were planning.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't really letting on that they had. I mean, dude, when Iron Man came out, never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that 13 straight fucking years, Marvel movie. Just hero after hero after hero movies coming out.
All right. It got to a point, and it's getting to a point to where is it too much? I feel like I was overdosing on superhero movies.
I was reading an article about that, actually.
Really?
Where they were talking about, are the superhero movies being overplayed? Because, you know, we're getting a couple a year.
Absolutely. They're like, they are.
Are the DC... The DCEU and the MCU, are they kind of like barreling towards failure because people are going to stop going?
It hasn't happened yet.
No, I mean, they're not going for Marvel strong.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Not for Marvel. But DC is another beast all on its own, though.
But yeah, that's because DC's trying to play catch up. They jumped in way too late.
Yeah.
You know, they let DC build a whole universe.
Yeah.
That they're still running off of.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. They let them. What did I say? DC.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Marvel. They let them.
You're the anime guy, dude. You're not the comics.
No.
Guy,
sorry. No. But they let them build this whole universe.
Right.
Get strong actors. Some of the best actors in the game right now.
Yeah.
Signed to multi-year, multi-movie contracts.
Yeah, that was smart.
And then DC's having to, they're having to pick who they can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pronounce his last name right. Kevin Feige, whatever the name of the guy is. Yeah, whatever the guy is in charge of the Marvel Flex.
Yeah.
He's got his shit together, man. Because that.
Oh, dude, he's got the whole thing planned out.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing now.
Yeah,
I mean he knows how
to started with that movie. Iron Man movie.
Yeah,
which I'm sure crushed in theaters. I'm sure.
Yeah,
I mean
you'd have to look.
What else did you have?
Box office.
Yeah, what else did you have? You had Blade.
Yeah, which by the way, I would tell you right now, I've owned three Blade movies.
Yep,
I've owned all three. Watched them until I had to go buy new ones. Never realized Blade was a Marvel character.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably had that same.
I never knew it.
Yeah,
but I think they had plans to get him into the MCU.
They do now.
Yeah,
they do.
That's what I mean. Like they got a new actor.
Yep.
Whole nine.
Yeah,
yeah. They plan on putting him in.
Yeah, the MCU. Wesley Snipes. I don't think he can pull it off anymore.
No, he actually went on record.
Too old.
Well, he went on record, dude, about it, and they had this whole conference with the new guy who plays Blade. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either. I all I know is that he did a voice of Miles Morales' dad in Into the Spider-Verse, which was excellent. And I actually just rewatched.
I haven't seen it yet.
I enjoy it a lot. A lot. Dude, it's very good.
Marvel movies. I love watching the Marvel movies, but it always takes me like 8 months after they come out to finally watch them.
You're too cheap to go to the theaters. You're cheap fuck. That's why. That's no, the only reason why.
I got like an hour and a half at the end of the day after the family goes to sleep. I'm like, well, do I want to watch this movie or do I want to play some video games? And I usually lean towards video games.
Video games. Yeah, that's interactive.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing something.
Yeah, but he went on record.
It could be a reading.
True.
But you're not.
No.
Okay.
Just wanted to establish that. Wesley Snipes was at that little press conference with the new guy who plays Blade.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, like, look, I look too old. Blade the Daywalker, he's supposed to age at like a fourth of human speed, something like that.
I think he ages the same as a human.
No, he ages slower.
Okay.
Because when he met Whistler, Whistler was a lot younger, and he was like 16.
Okay,
so he's like
you'll probably know the second and third movie a lot better than I will, because I watched both of those once, I think, and I didn't really care for the second one. The third one, is that the one with Dracula?
Yeah, that's the guy who played Dracula came in. But right. See, that's the thing, dude. They kind of ended. They're like, there's no more need for Blade in the third one, because they made a whole virus based off Dracula's DNA because he was a progenitor.
Yep.
And now all they have to do is let it spread,
right?
And it kills vampires instantly.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh great,
what a shit way to end it.
True.
Let's just be honest, it was a shit way to end it. I mean,
yeah. I mean.
Back to the Iron Man stuff though, like back to the stuff that's actual MCU, right? So we had, well, not really, because we had Punisher, right, with Dolph Lundgren back in the 80s,
yeah,
which was just a standalone movie. I think they did some other shit that nobody cares about.
Yeah, but they never had a Blade plan back then.
No, they never planned. Then Blade, all three Blades, and then you know the X-Men movies, which are not MCU. Well, not yet, anyways, because
I hear they're coming back.
Well, yeah, I think Disney bought Fox, if I'm remembering right. So now they own all that too. So I'm sure they
will. Which is a great way to get all those guys. The only problem is, dude,
I'd love to see Wolverine.
Patrick Stewart. isn't coming back. I think he's
like, he's a billion years old.
Yeah, I know, but but he's Professor X, man.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
No, now he's Picard.
No, the other English dude from Split and all that.
Something Avery or something.
James McAvoy.
McAvoy, that's it.
Yeah. He's the one. He's Professor X now. And to be honest, I'm kind of on the fence which one I like better. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to say Patrick Stewart because he's Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, right?
But James McAvoy is no slouch either.
No, but Professor X was... I've always seen him as an old man. I don't care what kind of iteration he's always been depicted
that way.
Yeah. But he was always like the old man. He was an alpha mutant.
Right.
Just over the top powerful.
Him and the Magneto.
Yep. Able to at least partially control Omega level mutants. Like Jean Grey.
Yeah, the Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think Apocalypse was one too.
Yeah, I never watched that, level. Actually.
I never watched the Apocalypse one. Oh, man. Like, and you know, I wanted to like it. I did.
Because and Apocalypse in some respects,
I do. Yeah, because he's one of my favorite characters. Apocalypse. I love his natural selection theories that he has. You know what I mean? I think that makes him a very cool character, especially in that kind of world, you know, where there's mutants and then there's humans, right? Mutants are like an evolved form of human. So I dug it, but and it's all over the internet, so it's not like I'm saying something new. But he looked just like Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers movie, which I'm old enough to remember going and seeing the Power Rangers movies in theater. I saw them. I saw those motherfuckers live. The Power Rangers live, bro.
No, I can't say that.
I did.
I gave up on Power Rangers after the first, maybe the second iteration. Hmm.
I remember watching it. It was on like Fox at like 8 o'clock at night on a Friday. It was like the series finale, the first season one finale of Power Rangers. That's where Lord Zedd shows up. The coolest looking fucking character maybe ever. Lord Zedd looks dope, dude. Still to this day. His costume is awesome. You know, he's the one with he's got no skin and all that shit and all the chrome all over and the big Z. He's got like the red visor. And shit, metal teeth. He looks fucking awesome. But I remember that was on like primetime Fox, dude. That's how big that show was.
Well, no, that was hands down.
It was huge.
I think they're still putting them out.
I'm sure they are. I wouldn't know what the hell they're called, but I'm sure they are. And I may or may not own a life-size wearable replica of the Green Ranger helmet. I might wear it from time to time just because it's fucking awesome.
No, dude, but what do you think of like DC right now?
Well, we talk
a lot about Marvel.
Let's jump back on the DC MCU for a second though.
All right.
Yeah, the Iron Mans, the Thors,
the Captain America
movies, which I actually really enjoyed. I thought Civil War still might be the best one they've ever made for the MCU. That movie was great.
Like, no, I yeah, really no, it was a lot. The whole Thor's, Bucky killed his parents kind of twist. Yeah,
the Thor stuff. Okay,
kind of went off the rails. Iron Man movies.
I just kind of like went mythology, off. Man. Like I just,
yeah, I love Norse mythology.
Oh, so boring. Like everybody's doing it. You know.
True, but see, I love Norse mythology. Super interesting.
Yeah.
But none of the Thor movies do really hit home with me. Maybe the first one.
Even
the first one was pretty good because he had to
it was pretty good. It was pretty
prove his worth to get his powers back.
Yeah.
But then I didn't like the whole God with the love interest of the human. I didn't even like her.
See, even that I was okay with. Maybe just not her as the actress.
Yeah.
You know.
But
she was okay as Leia. You know what I mean? In Star Wars, which only gonna be fucking started on Star Wars.
Leia. But,
what the hell is her? Why is her name escaping
me? Queen Amidala.
No, not in Star Wars, asshole. In real life. She was.
Oh, I don't know. Natalie Portman, I think?
Yes, Natalie Portman. Yes, because I loved her in V for Vendetta. This is another comic book movie. V for Vendetta? You never saw V for Vendetta?
I may or may not have.
Remember the 5th of fucking November? You don't remember that? Bro,
no.
You're blowing my fucking mind right now. I can't believe you've never seen that. That's actually, I believe that might be a DC Vertigo comic. It's definitely a comic. I have it, but I just don't remember who published it. But anyway, so Captain America's were good. Thor's were okay.
You know what I'm going to miss?
Were okay. They were smart to not make another Hulk movie. They were smart.
No, they were. Yeah, they were. It was better off just bringing him in as Bruce Banner already.
Yeah, because this
don't make another one.
Failed.
Yeah, twice. Because that's the problem with Hulk movies, dude. The last two they put out were terrible.
Which I like Ed Norton.
Yeah, but he was not meant to be.
No,
Bruce Banner.
No, Mark Ruffalo does a good job.
Yeah, I think he was. Although I gotta say, I'm not a big fan of Smart Hulk.
Yeah, me neither.
I liked that internal conflict he had between trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, and they kind of phoned it in when they made him Smart Hulk. I mean, he was kind of smart on Sakaar in Ragnarok. He was kind of smart.
You know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of, like, what was that? The comic. I remember it now.
Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk, yeah, where he was like, yeah. He killed off Bruce Banner, like, personality entirely.
Right.
Or something like that, and he was just Hulk all the time.
He had a son there too, Sakaar, I think is his name off the top of my head. His Hulk son, but regardless, like he was kind of smart. He was talking, you know what I mean? Like him and Thor were having like a conversation. Whole sentences. And I love Jeff Goldblum. You know that? That's my gamer tag.
Oh yeah,
on Call of Duty. Yeah. It's Jeff Goldblum. But like I liked him as the Grandmaster, which is, by the way, I believe his brother is the Collector. From the Guardians movies?
You got me.
No, I'm telling you.
That oh, he is. Okay.
So they're like related. The Collector and Grandmaster. So, and that leads me right into the Guardians of the Galaxy. I loved the first one.
First one was good. I'll give you that. The Ego, no, I couldn't get behind that.
There was cool parts. There was cool parts of that movie. And it introduced us to the Celestials, which we're seeing a lot more now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing I am excited about.
That's twice they've done that, actually, in Guardians.
Yeah.
Because they did it with Nowhere, which is the head of a dead Celestial.
Yeah.
And then they did it with Ego, the living planet. So they had two then already.
In the most recent, the Eternals.
Yeah, the Eternals.
The whole backstory.
Yeah, that. Gilgamesh. Well, not Gilgamesh. Oh, my God, his name. I can't remember it.
It
oh,
doesn't God, matter. It's
killing me. Yeah, it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme.
There's ton of them. There's tons of them.
Yeah.
The
Eternals was okay.
Earth was like the womb.
Yeah.
For one.
Yeah, that was a cool
like
idea.
How you saw him like coming out of the Earth, and there was like at the end of the movie, dude. Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it. Like the news, you see like news reports going on about it.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, the fact that like they had like a Superman character in the, because I don't, even as a comic book guy, I don't really know much about the Eternals, right? I know as much as
a YouTube video will tell me.
Yeah.
Looking them up, you know.
I mean, I know most of it from that movie. I believe Thanos, like
what Thanos is a
at one point, because even his brother Star Fox shows up, not Star Fox. What is his name? Star something. He shows up at the end of the movie.
Yeah. No, Thanos has a brother. Deviant gene or whatever it was called.
You're right. Correct.
Yeah.
Which is why he looked different.
Yeah. Like why he, because all the other of his species were like these tall, beautiful people. And he had like the deviant gene. So he grew all grotesque looking. And I think he got like exiled.
Yeah. Then he got like ball sack chin. And
yeah.
Apparently that ran. In the family.
But I like, dude, I gotta say, I did like the Eternals. The problem is
his name is Eros.
Eros, okay.
Yeah.
I liked it, but the problem is
Star Fox.
Yeah, I thought you were right, but I wasn't gonna.
Yeah, it is Star Fox.
Eros, Star Fox, whatever. But the problem is like when you have a superhero who could fly, there's only so many big name superheroes.
Yeah. Fly. Yeah.
Like if they have
Superman,
I mean, like Ray Vision, dude, is like one of the top like powers.
Well, it's yeah.
So it's
yeah.
When you have you the see problem that is that boys DC, a lot. Yeah, like with Homelander.
Yeah, Homelander and the baby and his kid. Homelander's yeah, son.
Like well, Homelander was supposed to be like, what would happen if the just well the whole mo- the whole premise of that show was what would happen if the Justice League were dicks.
Like if yeah, they were I mean, real like, people.
Yeah, because well, you, dude, you had
Homelander. You get drunk with power. And,
yeah, he was supposed to be Batman.
Yeah,
he had Noir. He was supposed to be Batman.
Yeah, I would say
he had that's that fair. One chick who was supposed to be Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, Superman.
Then you had
Aquaman with the Deep.
Yeah, the Deep.
Queen Maeve. Yeah, Queen Maeve was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, so like the way I saw that was just like, what would happen if those if the Justice League were corrupt? And didn't want you to know they're corrupt.
Well, even you know they mean? Had the lamplighter, one that they retired at the beginning, even his costume kind of looked like Green Arrow.
Yeah. And then, well, then you had the guy, A-Train. He was supposed to be the Flash.
The Flash. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I can't wait for season three, by the way. I fucking loved both seasons of that show.
I haven't finished the second one. I started
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's so good.
It's I just so don't good. Have enough. I don't have enough time in my day.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's a binge watch.
Yeah, well, the problem is with that. I like the show, but you can't just watch one episode.
No, you have to watch three or four.
Yeah, but by the time you do that, I'm like, fuck, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I gotta get up in 2 hours to go to work.
Well, who the hell told you to start watching it at midnight?
Well, you know,
well, your kids aren't going to bed until midnight. I don't fucking think so, buddy.
Every now and again, they're still up that late. Yeah. Last night, they were still up at 11 o'clock.
You give them a little bit of grandpa's old cough medicine, they go right down, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you that. Just rub it under gums. It's Sunday night. Sleep tight.
Well, dude, even... but... What's her name? The chick that was helping him in The Boys. That's... kind of reminds me of Starfire.
Well, her name was... is it Starlight? Yeah.
Starlight.
Yeah.
So, like... She kind of reminds me of Starfire from like the Teen Titans.
From
like
Teen Titans. Innocent. Wow, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, from like she was like kind of like the innocent mindset and then kind of, you know.
Yep. I get it. I see it now.
Yeah.
Which they had translucent, another one. But I don't think there's an invisible person in the Justice League. So it was kind of a standout.
I think he was just kind of, well, yeah, well, he was meant to be.
That's kind of like
spoilers, by the way. He was meant to be killed. That's his whole thing.
Well, the Invisible Woman, Fantastic Four.
True. Maybe I forgot about her.
Maybe it was like that. But we're way off Marvel.
So, yeah, well, we keep going back to DC.
So. I know. Because it's the one with the most problems. It's easily the one with the most problems. Hands it's not down, even close.
Dude. Before we go back to Marvel, man, well, I'll say DC. Is having a terrible time keeping their people together.
Right.
I mean, yeah, Ben Affleck, I didn't really like him much as Batman.
See, I did.
But
I did like him as Batman.
Then you have that problem with, who played Superman?
What was his name? Henry Cavill.
Cavill.
Yeah.
Cavill, because he played as The Witcher.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Geralt.
Well, like, they were trying to screw him over. Ben Affleck goes, well, if you're going to do that, I'm leaving. And they lost Superman and Batman.
How the hell could you not have Henry Cavill or whatever his name last name is as Superman? He's perfect.
Dude, he's
fucking
built.
Yoked. Yeah, he's yoked dude, as he's fuck.
Built just like he looks good. He was the first Superman I ever saw. And I was like, damn, he actually looks good in the suit.
Yeah, like he looks like he would fuck you up bad.
Yeah, like, dude, he's floating in the air. That came billowing, you're like, damn, that he doesn't look bad.
No,
like,
he doesn't.
You know, he looks great in this.
He does. I'll admit it right now.
Dude, those aren't like, they didn't have to put fake muscles in the suit.
No.
Nothing.
You know they were going to make Nick Cage Superman?
What was that?
They have test shots of Nick Cage.
Yeah, dude. Superman. Like, before they settled on him, dude, they were going to put him. Nick Cage is fucking.
Thank God they didn't do that. I think Tim Burton was going to do it.
Yeah, he was going to make one.
And that's why he won.
I'm surprised he didn't get fucking Johnny Depp to play him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of in everything that he does.
He is. He is.
If it had got Alec Baldwin, he'd have killed the guy. So yeah.
Which I never did hear what happened after that. I saw that it happened and then it kind of
It wasn't his fault, essentially. You know what I mean? Yeah. What does he know? He's just handed a fucking prop and they're like, all right, pretend to shoot somebody.
Yeah, you point it and click and it's going to make this boom sound. And
right. So,
but dude, for instance, you know, before we started talking here, I was doing some research on DC and all that. Kind of catching up on it. Dude, like Ezra Miller, the guy who plays Flash, got caught in Hawaii. I think it might have been a couple weeks ago. Got arrested the whole nine for like disturbing the peace and harassing people. So like, dude, like,
was he doing it like incredibly fast?
Hey, I mean, dude, if he was, at least he would have been staying in character. You know what I mean,
was he running full speed harassing people? Or yeah.
he just
kind of
fuck you,
like your numbers are 12.
But dude, like DC cannot control their stars.
They got bigger issues than that, though, I think, too.
Yeah. I mean, dude, they can't control their stars. They can't keep them, first of all.
It feels like they don't really have a plan.
I don't think that they do.
Maybe, man, we just haven't seen it yet.
Well, like, dude, for instance, with Marvel.
Maybe we won't see it.
With Marvel, dude, all you ever heard about was phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four.
They had it all figured out.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Marvel had like the next 15 years of movies and TV shows already planned.
So can we just, because they got Disney Plus stuff. They have Moon Knight, which I haven't watched yet.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus right now. And I'm waiting for a free day to just fucking sink in. Because I like Oscar Isaac, who played Apocalypse, coincidentally. Poor guy, putting that fucking costume. I hated it. I hated the costume.
Well, but dude,
I still like the character. I just didn't like the costume.
Well, see, dude, I liked
the visual.
Dude, I lost my train of thought. What were you saying? I had something.
I was saying something interesting. So, like I said, I'm just waiting for a free weekend or a fucking free couple hours to sink into Moon Knight. I mean, let's be honest though. Marvel has better characters than DC.
Oh yeah, hands down, dude. I mean, like, they have proven it time and time again. They cast the perfect person for the role.
Not even that, just in comics in general.
Yeah,
they have more interesting characters. They have the X-Men. They have Spider-Man. Well,
see, you know what I have?
The Avengers, Fantastic Four.
Why I always prefer Marvel over DC.
All right. Well, when it comes to the comic side of it, I'm actually more of I like some of the offshoot ones. Like, I'm a huge Dark Horse fan.
Yeah.
Like, Hellboy is my all-time favorite character. Hands down, it's not even close. Right? Which I'm still hoping they're going to make a couple more of those movies. Because I actually am one in the minority who enjoyed the remake of Hellboy.
I haven't seen it yet.
I fucking hate you. I hate you so much. Like, why not? It's really fucking good.
I don't have time.
The cool thing about the new Hellboy is that it went after, it's like a 10-part series. So like, Hellboy doesn't really do, they kind of do, but they don't do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know what I mean? They have like, it's this thing, part 1 of 4 or part 1 of 3 or part 1 of 7. You know what I mean?
So they're telling a whole story in a series.
Once. Right. Yeah. They're not just doing it sequentially.
Yeah. Or just like a one off.
They're on.
You're like, this week he's fighting so-and-so. Next week he's,
it's not like that at all. That's what makes it good. So the movie was based off a 10-part series called The Wild Hunt, which was fan-fucking-tastic. The comic was great. It was great. So when I'm watching the movie, being the comic book guy that I am, I'm relating a lot of the references. And I'm like, wow, man, this is great. Like, this is, if there was a comic movie that was true to the comic, it was that movie.
But it's hard to find and do good at the same time.
Dude, I think a lot of people got their panties in a bunch because it wasn't done by Del Toro.
Yeah, and who cares who it's made by if it's a good movie?
Yeah, I mean, Guillermo del Toro makes good flicks, right? Like, I liked the first two Hellboys that he made. I enjoyed those too. I just enjoyed this one better.
Yeah.
You know, I liked Pan's Labyrinth and all that shit.
You'll always have those fucking trolls out there. Well, oh, no, I ain't going to watch it because so-and-so didn't make it. So, yeah, dude, but you can still watch the movie. It's like, how are you going to talk shit about the movie, but you haven't watched it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I kind of feel like that's what the conversation we're having right now.
Yeah.
Some of this. The fact that you haven't seen V for Vendetta, man.
I may have. I don't know, man.
It's like pucker in my butthole, dude. Like,
didn't it come out like 15 years ago?
Maybe even longer.
Yeah, I mean, if I did, dude, I've only ever seen it the one time.
You need to watch it again.
But, dude, like, here's the thing, though, man. Why I prefer Marvel over DC.
Yeah.
Marvel characters,
yeah.
Except for, obviously, the gods.
Sure.
You know, Loki, Thor, Odin.
Right.
Every last one of their characters is a normal person with just a little bit extra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's true.
They're never god status unless they're Omega level, which but every last one of
still
them
still not part of the MCU yet, though. You know,
yeah, but I was just that. Saying, yeah, but like, but
you're right, Iron like Man. Captain America was turned into Captain America, Iron Man
is just wearing a suit of armor,
and he's a genius. Guess who else is a billionaire and a genius? Fucking Batman,
yeah, which is why
they parallel each other very well.
I love Batman. Batman seems more like a Marvel character to me. His enemies does.
I'll give you that.
His enemies kind of mirror more Marvel enemies than they do DC.
See, because like Marvel has the Submariner to fight DC's version, which is Aquaman. Which I actually like the Aquaman movies too.
Dude, the Aquaman movies were good.
Yeah, they were good. I'm surprised you saw them.
No, I liked it, dude. I thought it was a good move, especially the first one. I liked the first one a lot. Where's there only? Wait a minute, I might be misremembering.
No, there's one. There's only one.
Yeah, there's one. Okay, yeah, but I do like it. I thought it was good. Good, but see, the problem with DC is that they're all gods.
Yeah,
yeah. Superman, he can't be killed by anything except from his own planet.
Yeah, fucking rock,
which is surprisingly abundant on Earth. It's like fucking trillions of light years away.
Yeah, there's a bunch of it.
And there's so a bunch many of it. And there's so many different kinds.
Yeah.
Of kryptonite that do different things to them.
Yeah.
But then, Wonder Woman, she's a legit demigod.
Yes.
I believe she's Zeus's daughter, if I'm not mistaken.
She is.
And it's just like, dude, then you have all these people who, like, it takes like world-ending events to actually fight them,
right?
No, like you're right. You need a motherfucker that's like looks at a planet and it blows up to actually threaten Superman,
right?
Yeah, like we're in Marvel. Hell, if you get a lucky shot off, you can kill any one of them.
Who in Marvel?
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know. I've never seen Captain America get shot point blank.
Well, yeah, true, but
and it not bounce off his fucking shield.
Yeah, but it won't bounce off his skin.
I don't know that.
Yeah. Well, he gets his ass handed to him quite a bit. And,
Yeah, but it's always with like some sort of mythical fucking weapon. You know what I mean? Or it's Thanos fucking literally just hand-to-hand combat fucking him up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so, I mean, dude, honestly, I don't really know. I think if it was between like in Civil War, right?
Yeah.
If it wasn't Bucky and Captain America versus Iron Man, 100% Iron Man would have won.
Well, see, Iron Man's got Jarvis.
Yeah.
So that's
what I mean is that, like, if you put Batman in just a cyber suit with no kryptonite versus Superman,
right?
Superman wins 100% of the time. And like a straight up brawl.
Right.
Like, you put Superman up against any DC character, he wins every single time.
Pretty much.
Like, there's no
except competition. Doomsday.
True. True.
Doomsday kills.
But see, Doomsday is like a cataclysmic event kind of character, though.
Yeah. They needed somebody. Like, they needed something.
Doomsday was
to change up
written Superman to be Superman's like equal in battle kind of thing. You know what I mean? But all the other ones, like in Marvel, any one of them could beat the shit out of any one of them.
Agreed.
Yeah, you know I mean, like,
agreed.
They're human. They're not invulnerable by any means. I think it's easier to like connect with the Marvel characters than it is.
Oh, DC. for sure, it is. They're way more relatable.
Because of that. Like
I mean, said, I don't know. I mean, I can't relate to. I can't relate to Tony Stark.
You know, well, no, but
I can't. I mean, Captain America.
If you had his level of money and intelligence, you know,
I wouldn't be here talking to you, motherfucker.
No, hell no. I mean, on vacation.
Right. I mean, but like Captain America, sure, I can. Thor, no.
I was gonna say, like, outside of the
gods, sure, the Hulk, who doesn't have guy who gets fucking upset sometimes and wants to rage out and break some shit, you know, like that's for sure. Spider-Man, totally relatable character.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's a regular, depending, I guess, on what time frame you look at.
Right,
he's a regular kid, teenager, adult, whatever. Like it, like he doesn't live in a mansion or anything like that, right?
Right.
So
parents died. Parents are dead when he was maybe even too young to remember.
I think he was like a baby when they died.
Yeah, it was real early on.
It's just easier to see yourself in Marvel characters than it ever was in DC. And like I said, outside of Batman in DC, I don't even really enjoy watching the other ones. Like reading about them, anything.
No.
The movies are all right.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. But
like, I thought the first Wonder Woman movie was really good too.
I liked it. The second one? Too.
Not no, so much. I hated the second one.
The part I hated the most about the first one
was, for me, was right at the beginning.
Oh, see, I hated the end.
I hated both.
Dude, that fight, the fucking bullshit fight with Ares, the god of war.
Yeah.
Now, see, I love Norse mythology and I love Greek mythology.
Right.
You got to tell me that's the best you could do with Ares. The literal god of war. That's his fucking title.
Right.
He's not like the god of paper cups. Oh, and fucking war. Like, he's the god of war.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic.
He gets kind of like, dude, he gets punked out by a demigod.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first one. But everything else I thought was really good. And the second one, though, man, I had issues with the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, it was.
I hated it. I hated it. It was just so cheesy.
I think
it tried too hard for the 80s aesthetic, I think.
Yeah, they would have been better off just doing modern day.
Right.
Yeah. But like DC, man, the problem with DC, you could feel that their movies are rushed.
Yes.
Their ideas are rushed. The enemies are rushed.
The Snyder Cut is dude, is
I won't even positive. Watch it because I've watched the first one version.
No,
I'm watch. Like, are you telling me?
Watch the other one.
Darkseid, one of the biggest baddies in the DC universe.
He's their Thanos.
Is cut out for fucking Steppenwolf, who gets
cut out a lot too.
Dude, he gets his ass kicked the moment Superman shows up. Like, he was fucking everybody up, and then Superman comes in and be like, nah, you're done.
Yep.
Like,
but that's why they had to bring him back to life.
Yeah.
With the mother box. See, the second cut, the Snyder cut, throws all that stuff back in with Darkseid, and it makes it awesome. And Steppenwolf looks different. He looks better. He's more armored. He looks more badass. You know what I mean? And it was overall better. It definitely made the movie.
You see, which is why I likeable. Don't understand.
It made it likable.
Why they cut him out.
I don't get it either.
I know why, actually. Because they didn't want to put the big bad in the first movie.
That's what I want to see.
See, the way I see it, man, is that they were trying to go for like Avengers kind of movie where they were going to lead up to Darkseid.
Yeah,
and not start with Darkseid.
Yeah, but there's so much to do.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, dude. I mean, you have infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
Going every which way.
See, they have like, I sometimes I don't know if they've who's ripped off who. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, they both have
Darkseid and Thanos, right? They're like the same guy. And then you have Galactus, who has his heralds, right? Silver Surfer, shit like that. Well, so does Darkseid. It's like the same shit.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, they both gone on record stating that they've stolen. For some reason,
Earth is always super fucking special.
And that's because, you know, how are you going to have a moot? How are you going to set your universe?
Yeah, not on Earth.
Your special planet on fucking Venus. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't going to work. No one's going to want to watch. Yeah, true, but
I'd read it.
But if you're going to make it like a movie or a cartoon or something like that, it has to be on Earth. You know, it has to be shit people recognize.
That's true. It's true. I mean, I didn't really like Endgame.
Endgame was all right. I thought
it was good, but it wasn't Infinity War's good. No. I don't even think it was close, honestly. I thought Infinity War was great.
Infinity War was good. I liked the ending, how they just cut it.
Yeah.
He won. Everyone turns.
The bad guy won.
Yeah.
You don't see that often.
No. And then you cut to... I thought Endgame had some good parts in it, though.
It did. The last battle scene was awesome.
Yeah. And then how Thor comes in, and Fat Thor, which I thought was hilarious.
Right.
He's sitting there. He threatens that kid on fucking Xbox or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, he comes in, and he just cuts his head off. Because in Infinity War, he's like, he should have went for the head.
Well, he's powerless. Thanos is essentially powerless.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's
severely hurt.
He destroyed like his whole, what was it, right side?
Yeah, but he destroyed the stones with the stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made his left arm.
I think Endgame would have been better as a two-parter, I think.
Yeah.
Because
I think you
had the quest
to get it over with.
Yeah, because they wanted to get ready for...
Yeah, they were ready to move on.
Well, what it was too was that everybody's contracts were ending.
Yeah,
they couldn't force them into another movie because that's why Robert Downey Jr. died. That's why Chris Evans, he's dead.
Yeah,
well, not dead technically, but might as well be.
He's 1,000 years old. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of the original Avengers contracts are over.
Right.
So that's why they started that whole the new Avengers in it. When they're like, here's the new team. So, like, they had, what was it, like, Ant-Man, Scarlet Witch.
Yep, the Wasp.
Falcon, the Winter Soldier, the Wasp. Because they were setting up.
I don't know if Doctor Strange is going to have anything to do with it.
Well, I know he's coming in with Scarlet Witch for something.
Yeah, she looks like the Scarlet Witch, too, which I think is cool.
I liked her. I thought she was pretty good. She was super powerful, but also like broken. So she couldn't fight like proper because Vision's dead.
Right. But I mean, in the trailers that I've seen for Multiverse of Madness, she has like your classic,
like the crown,
the witch crown look to her. Yeah.
Yeah. She
looks cool.
Which, dude, honestly, Vision, I like the guy who plays him.
Yeah.
His
character kind of didn't do anything.
No, he was just kind of there as a powerhouse.
Yeah,
like, and then just kind of died.
Yeah,
like Vision was thrown in near the end of Phase 3. Like he should have had a longer life.
Yeah,
in the series before.
Well, they should have brought in Adam Warlock, who is.
Well, dude, they planned to. I think. Like they have, they've already teased him in Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think they actually plan on bringing him in. Maybe not this phase.
I don't know.
But
who knows what they're going to do? Because they got the new Blade coming out. They got another Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is Quantumania. And I believe the rumor is that they're going to throw in an X-Men into that movie. One of the X-Men, a mutant.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, because they want to start introducing them into the MCU.
And I'm curious how they're going to do that. Is that going to be the multiverse in another universe? That's where the X-Men are.
Yeah.
Or is it in the MCU? And apparently, when aliens are attacking New York City, they didn't do shit about it.
Yeah, true. I mean, that's a problem.
You know?
I guess it would have to be the multiverse.
It'd have to be. Where the hell were they?
Yeah.
They were nowhere to be found. Where the fuck was Spider-Man? No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. They covered it. They covered it in No Way Home. Or no, I'm sorry, Homecoming.
Wasn't he the kid that was wearing
It was 8 years later, like after the attack.
Wasn't there like a theory or a confirmation that he was the kid with the Iron Man mask on?
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's how Tony Stark first met him. He was going to be the guy that fought off all the he was trying to blast all the AI robots
there. Right. See, like, you know what I'm noticing though, now that we're talking,
that we're not talking about DC a whole lot.
Not at all, man.
that's the problem, isn't it? This is supposed to be Marvel versus DC, but DC has given no roadmap. You don't know what the fuck's happening, really.
The Flash is coming out, and it's been confirmed that
maybe if Ezra Miller didn't.
No, that movie's been is done film.
Oh yeah,
I think they're on pre-production now. So like, what they're doing is the fucking original Michael Keaton Batman is in it for sure, guaranteed. He even dons the suit.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't hear about that.
Batmobile. Yeah, it's got the original Batmobile in it and everything. Well, I think what they're going to do is that the Flash runs so quickly. See, and again, they're kind of doing the same thing. Now, DC does have a good grip on like the multiverse kind of thing. They've done that, like Earth 14 or whatever.
It is established that the Flash has the ability to like run so fast he time travels.
Right. I think he goes into interdimensional, essentially.
Yeah. Like he taps so hard into like, what was it, the Speed Force?
Yeah.
He's able to like travel back into like fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. He has done that.
Where like there's no real precedent for time travel like in MCU, really, that I can think of. Because they don't have like a speedster like that. I mean, he got Quicksilver, but
he died. Like
almost instantly.
Yeah. He was in Civil War, and then you think he died in Age of Ultron.
Yeah, yeah. He died at the end of Ultron.
Which was that movie, I think, kind of gets forgotten.
Age of Ultron. Yeah, I don't think a whole lot of people like that movie.
I like Ultron. And I like James Spader, who did the voice of him. Because he was in Stargate. So
I didn't even know who voiced Ultron.
Yeah, it was James Spader, who was like the nerdy scientist guy in Stargate.
Oh, the guy Billy?
Wasn't
that his name in the
No, I can't remember what his name was in Stargate. It's been a minute since I've seen it. I mean, I've seen Stargate 500 times, but if for some reason his name is escaping me.
We've had that problem a lot in this episode. Stargate.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
His name was like Billy in the movie, like the nerdy guy who figures out how to use the damn Stargate.
Right. Either way, I like his character. I like him.
Yeah, I didn't know he voiced him though.
Yeah, yeah, he did Ultron, and forget
that guy did. He was the Blue Ranger in the first.
No, he wasn't.
I'm pretty sure he was. The guy that I'm thinking of.
No, he's not in any Marvel movie.
No, Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
Like the guy who played the original Power Rangers, like
Blue Ranger. Is not him.
Oh, then I'm thinking of someone completely different.
Yes, you are. Oh, you're making it up.
I'm not making it up.
One of those two things are happening.
I'm thinking of was, never mind. Go on though.
All right. So, it's just forgotten, you know? So, I mean, there's not really much more we can say, I don't think, man. I mean, Marvel wins hands down.
In almost every category.
Dude. In almost every category. I am rooting for DC. I want DC to come out with some awesome
DC
stuff.
I think they need to take a break. Stop that whole keeping up with the Smiths kind of mentality they got right now with Marvel.
You're thinking of the Joneses.
Whatever, man.
Anyways,
it doesn't matter.
Right.
They need to calm down and stop and stop putting out these shit movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a game plan together.
Yeah,
and make one good movie.
I liked Batman versus Superman. I'll fucking say it right now.
Now, see, dude, I'm actually excited.
I liked it
for the Robert Pattinson Batman, because he's like Batman before he was like he's st- from what I've seen, it's more like it's when more he violent. First became Batman.
Yeah, I think
he
it's
doesn't
more
have intense. All the high tech equipment. Yeah, he's still trying to figure it out.
Right, it's more intense.
Yeah, because the Dark Knight trilogy, dude, I love that.
I hated it.
See, I love Heath Ledger as Joker.
Was good.
Was like
was
fantastic.
Good. Yes, he was good.
Fantastic.
I don't like Christian Bale as Batman. No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but I did.
Swear to me. You know, it's so fucking lame. I just don't buy it. Like Ben Affleck,
I can understand. The third one with Bane.
Even Ben Affleck was jacked, and he looks more like gritty. And I like the fact that he's not trying to like do the really raspy Batman voice.
He just kind of like brings it built in down a little bit.
No, it's built. He's got like a microphone voice changer thing built into his fucking suit.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it's genius.
I've only ever watched it.
That's why his voice sounds different.
Once, so
it's the way to hide his identity. I was way better.
Dude, I feel like the DC movies are too dark. You know what I mean?
But I want that.
Everything has like super heavy consequences.
I like that though.
Yeah,
Marvel is a rinse and repeat franchise, and
true.
They do make good movies. Some shit happens in the beginning where it's not that serious. Bad guy shows up, does something horrible. They find a way to win in the end. You have one or two after credit scenes that lead up to the next fucking movie, which will be the same exact formula.
Yeah.
They found
a formula and it works and it's made them tons of money.
It's working.
I've seen almost every Marvel movie that's come out recently.
Name something Disney hasn't done that's been successful.
True.
They've done everything they touch is successful.
Well, no, I can't give them credit for the new Star Wars movies. They can go fuck themselves for that.
Right.
That's a whole different topic we could talk on at a later time.
We'll do an episode on Star Wars we'll just do an episode on Star Wars.
Yeah, because
I don't want to trigger people. I know too much.
An awful lot about Star Wars.
I don't want to.
I can't claim to be an expert, but I love Star Wars.
It's bullshit. All right, man. So I think just wrapping it up. I mean, like I said, I think Marvel has it hands down, and it's not even close.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but I do want DC to try to catch up and give me some quality flicks. I will watch them because I'm a big fan of Doom Patrol. That's a great show on HBO. It's great. I love it.
Never seen it.
It's great.
Never heard of it, actually.
Well, you won't pay for HBO, you cheap fuck. So
you're right, I won't. But I got Crunchyroll and I got Netflix and Hulu. I mean, I don't even have Hulu anymore.
Yeah, it's a great show. It really is. Very good. It's very good. Even Titans was good. They have like a Teen Titans, but more like gritty live action.
Yeah, wasn't that like the live action? Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's live action. It's good too.
I didn't want to pay to watch that's like with The Mandalorian. I didn't want to pay for that. But I mean, I had it anyways for my kid, but.
Right. Don't get me started. I can't. You're going to set me off on a trajectory I don't want to go on when it comes to Star Wars. So, all right, my friend. Yeah, I think we're in agreement.
Marvel wins. I mean, Marvel wins hands down.
Yeah.
Until DC gets their shit together.
They're never gonna.
Marvel might falter.
Never gonna.
Marvel might falter because their main cast is gone. It might take them a little while to get back on track, but we'll see. I don't think so.
But I mean, they're gonna add in Blade. You know what I mean? Which is a cool character, which I'm hoping stays that way. Yeah,
hopefully.
Don't camp them up. Whatever you do.
No, don't.
You know, the new Spider-Man. We didn't even talk about Spider-Mans. All three of those were good, too.
Oh, yeah.
The last one was great. I thought it was great.
No, it was good.
It's a nice segue into the Multiverse of Madness. They really know how to set shit up.
That one part, again, spoilers if you haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen it,
at this point. Fucking go see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're doing with your
life. Stop being an asshole.
I don't even watch a lot of movies, but I went and saw that. That part at the end.
Yeah.
Where fucking reality opens up and you see all Spider-Man's enemies throughout all the multiverses. They're like silhouettes in right, white.
In the clouds, showing up. Yeah.
Like, they're starting to come into this reality.
Right.
I was like, dude, that's dope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, that was cool as hell. Like, see cool. hundreds of his enemies up in the sky, ready to show up.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do with Venom and Morbius and Spider-Man, because they're clearly doing some sort of Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
thing they by Sony. So
how can they not?
Right. Which I like. Both Venoms. I haven't seen Morbius yet.
I haven't either. I plan to go and see it this weekend.
I haven't heard good things. But, yeah, but I'm not again, one of those guys that likes to, you know, go on Rotten Tomatoes and take their fucking word as gospel. Dude,
if the critics are saying it's bad, I go see it because it's probably a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like the critics,
they're a little attentive.
They tear apart good movies because, oh, I don't think, well, fuck you.
Right.
I don't care what you think. I don't even know how you have a job still. I've never once listened to the critics. I'll go tell you. I'll see it. Then I'll tell you it's shit.
Right. Okay.
I mean, if I tell you it's a good movie, it's probably at least worth watching. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, my friend. Well, I think that kind of wraps up everything. I mean, hands down, Marvel wins. That's not even close.
Yeah. I mean, right now they definitely win.
Yeah. It's so a one-sided race. And
no, it's
it's embarrassing, I think, at some points. But All right, everybody. Well, thanks again for joining us. Please go follow us on Instagram at the Gamma Ray Podcast. Follow us at Twitter at the Gamma Ray Podcast, and of course, Facebook at the Gamma Ray Podcast.
All right, guys.
With that,
see you later.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.